Hey everyone, welcome back to Unzip. I'm Skylar, and today we're diving into some seriously exciting research that's pushing the boundaries of AI reasoning, navigation, and generation. Before we jump in, a quick thanks to our sponsor, Limitless AI, for making this deep dive possible. We've got five papers today covering everything from smarter planning agents to pose-aware video understanding. So let's unpack these breakthroughs. First up, we have Efficient Agentic Reasoning Through Self-Regulated Simulative Planning from Minkai Dang and team. This paper tackles a problem that's been bugging me for a while. Why do our AI agents waste so many tokens when they're trying to reason through problems? You know how chain-of-thought prompting sometimes generates these massive, meandering responses that don't actually improve accuracy? Well, these researchers figured out that the issue is we're training agents end-to-end and just hoping planning emerges naturally. Instead, they decompose decision-making into three distinct components: a planner that decides when to plan, a simulator that runs mental simulations, and an actor that takes actions based on those simulations. The key insight is that agents should regulate their own planning. Sometimes a quick reaction is fine, but for complex problems, they need to pause and think through multiple scenarios. Their experiments show this approach dramatically reduces token usage while maintaining or even improving accuracy across reasoning tasks. For practitioners, this is huge because it means we can build agents that are both more efficient and more reliable, especially important when you're paying per token or dealing with latency constraints. Next, let's talk about Aware VLN, Reasoning with Self-Awareness for Vision Language Navigation from Wenxuan Guo and colleagues. Vision and language navigation is this fascinating challenge where an agent has to follow natural language instructions like go to the kitchen and grab the coffee mug while navigating through a real environment using visual input. The problem with current approaches is they're basically black boxes. They take in an image, an instruction, and spit out an action. But we have no idea if they actually understand the spatial relationships or are just pattern matching. This team developed Aware VLN, which gives agents explicit self-awareness about their location, the instruction requirements, and the scene layout. The agent maintains an internal model of where it is, what it's looking for, and how confident it is about each aspect. What's really clever is they use this self-awareness to guide both navigation decisions and when to update their understanding of the environment. The results show significant improvements on standard VLN benchmarks, but more importantly, the agents can now explain their reasoning and recover from mistakes more gracefully. This has immediate applications for robotics and embodied AI systems where explainability and robustness are critical. Our third paper, Rule 2 DRC, Benchmarking LLM Agents for DRC Script Synthesis, comes from Jinik Kim's team and addresses a very specific but important problem in chip design. Design rule checking, or DRC, is the process of verifying that chip layouts follow thousands of geometric constraints, things like metal traces must be at least X nanometers apart, or vias can't be placed within Y distance of certain structures. Currently, human experts have to manually translate these natural language rules into executable code, which is incredibly time-consuming and error-prone. The authors created a comprehensive benchmark to test whether LLM agents can automate this process. What makes this work special is their execution-guided test generation approach. Instead of just comparing generated code to reference implementations, they actually run the code on real chip layouts and verify the results are correct. They tested various LLM agents and found that while current models show promise, there's still a significant gap in handling complex geometric reasoning and edge cases. For anyone working in hardware design or domain-specific code generation, this benchmark provides a realistic testbed for measuring progress on automating expert-level rule translation. The fourth paper, Cambrian P, Pose-Grounded Video, Understanding from Jihan Yang and team, addresses a fundamental limitation in how multimodal LLMs process video. Think about how you watch a movie, you automatically understand that different camera angles are showing the same scene from different viewpoints, building a coherent 3D understanding of the space. But current video LLMs process each frame independently, like looking at a stack of unrelated photos. Cambrian P fixes this by incorporating camera pose information, the position and orientation of the camera for each frame. They add learnable camera tokens that encode this geometric relationship and train a pose regression head that can predict camera movements. The result is a video LLM that understands spatial consistency across frames and can reason about 3D scene structure. Their experiments show significant improvements on video question answering tasks, especially for questions about spatial relationships, object permanence, and scene geometry. This is particularly exciting for applications like autonomous driving robotics, an augmented reality where understanding the 3D structure of dynamic scenes is crucial. The approach is also relatively lightweight, adding minimal computational overhead while providing substantial improvements in spatial reasoning. Finally, we have SIGA, Spectral Energy Guided Attention for Resolution Extrapolation in Diffusion Transformers from Javad Rajabi and colleagues. Diffusion Transformers, or DITs, have become the go-to architecture for high-quality image generation. But they have this annoying limitation: they can only generate images at the resolution they were trained on. Try to generate a higher resolution image and quality drops significantly. Previous approaches tried to fix this by modifying the attention mechanism uniformly across all frequency components. But that's like using a sledgehammer when you need a scalpel. SIGA takes a more sophisticated approach by analyzing the spectral energy distribution of different attention components and applying frequency-specific scaling. High-frequency details that contribute to fine texture and edges get different treatment than low-frequency components that handle overall structure and layout. The key insight is that different frequency bands have different extrapolation requirements and a